Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. It's Friday, January 6th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden cracking down on the border. Major arrest in Mexico. The bill's safety has finally woken up. What were his first words? And China is developing something that sounds like not a great idea. And of course, Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, Joe Biden announcing a new immigration policy. Here's what we know so far. The U.S. would allow a certain number of immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, but not if you showed up here illegally. Anyone who wants to be here legally would have to have an American sponsor and have come through a port of entry. They're calling it humanitarian parole. On the one hand, this new policy will allow 360,000 immigrants from these four countries to be granted humanitarian parole. 360,000 a year. That is a massive increase from what has currently been the law. But on the other hand, there were 82,000 border crossers from these four countries in November alone. That's almost a million a year. So cutting it down to 360,000 is a big cut. Maybe El Chapo's son, though, will be one of those people brought across the border. El Chapo, the Mexican cartel leader, his son was arrested in Mexico. Now, the last time this happened in 2019, the cartels called a code red. They flooded the city, attacked Mexican soldiers, blew stuff up, and threatened the families of Mexican police officers until the government gave him back to the cartel. So we'll see if they do that again or if he'll be joining his dad in the maximum security prison in Colorado. We have a great update from the Buffalo Bills about their safety, Damar Hamlin. He woke up for the first time, and the official word is he is neurologically intact. I've never heard that term before, but it's good news, so we'll go with it. What were the first words that he told his nurse when he woke up? Did we win? And finally, I'm going to go ahead and put this in the probably not a great idea category. Scientists in China have developed a vaccine that can be distributed by mosquitoes. Genetically modified mosquitoes sent out into the world to bite people and give them a long-lasting immune response to many different diseases. They're working mostly with Zika. I don't know. Remember what happened last time China was messing around with viruses? Bill's message of the day. Next.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. You know the company U-Haul where you rent a truck, throw your gear in it, and drive anywhere you want? Well, it has put out a survey about people moving out of certain states. And New York and California are leading the league in people leaving. This is according again to U-Haul. Now, these are not affluent people. If you're affluent, you get a big mover to come in and take all your stuff and put in a big truck, Allied van lines, whatever it may be, and then you go. They also keep track, and they say California and New York are the most exited states, Illinois as well, proportionally. But it's no shock that people are leaving the large tax states. As I've been saying on the No Spin News, which runs on 100 radio stations and television every night, the federal government and the states are disrespecting American workers by taxing them up to their eyebrows and then wasting much of the tax money. $3 million for a jogging path named after Michelle Obama in Georgia? No. No. So Americans, many of them, are going, I'm not staying in this state when I'm getting hosed. I'm going to go to Texas or Florida or Tennessee or a low-tax state because I can work from home or whatever it may be. And you're going to see that accelerate as Americans live paycheck to paycheck. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. All right, here is the mail segment. If you would like to be included in this, bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you write me a letter, because I'd like to use it. Now, when you write a letter, it has to be of interest to a lot of people, because we got millions of people listen to us. It can't be just something you want. It's got to kind of be a little wider, all right, if you want to get it read. So Mary Jane says, the two-day voting marathon in the House is nothing more than an embarrassing spectacle. They should go behind closed doors, duke it out, and come out with a unified decision on who should be speaker. Okay. I mean, I'm all for negotiation, but some of these people, these far-right people in the House, don't look like they want to negotiate anything. Donna, what a chaotic mess the Republicans have created. I never agree with James Carville, but now he's right when he says Republicans are committing political suicide for 24. I don't think so, Donna. I think this will be worked out, and I think people will forget about it, and I don't think it'll be an issue in 24. I could be wrong, but Carville is very rarely right. Peggy Davis, Philadelphia, how can Republican vote for Democrat for Speaker? I'm shocked and appalled. No Republican is going to vote for Jeffries as Speaker. He's not going to get one vote. That would be, you couldn't do it. If you were a Republican elected to House and voted for Democrat Speaker, you're done. So that won't happen. David, Bill, while your points regarding the shortcomings of the various airlines are valid, there's one point you're not up to speed on. Many airline pilots retired early because of the COVID lockdowns. The education training of new pilots is a long process. That is true. So why don't the airlines then make their schedules to coincide with their personnel? David, the problem here is they have all these flights scheduled and they can't fly them. So yeah, they're looking for pilots. Bring the schedules down. Make sense? In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 610 years ago today, a baby girl was born in a tiny village in rural France. Though she died as a teenager, the young peasant would rise to become a Catholic saint and a national hero in France. Here is the story of Joan of Arc. At the time of her birth, the British crown controlled most of France thanks to the Hundred Years' War. Joan, a devout Christian, prayed daily for the liberation of her homeland. At age 13, she said, she began experiencing visions of angels. On Christmas Day, she said she received a message from the Virgin Mary. She was to lead the French army and defeat the English. Joan left the family farm as a young teenager and began meeting with military leaders. because of the dangers posed to her as a female, soldiers dressed her in men's clothing. Joan predicted a series of victories for France before they even occurred, convincing the military she was a messenger of God. The army then rallied behind Joan of Arc. She was eventually captured on the battlefield, put on trial by the English, who were determined to prove that her inspiration had come from the devil. A court found Joan guilty of heresy and conspiring with Satan. She was sentenced to death. She was pretty much a witch, in their opinion. On May 30th, 1431, the 19-year-old Joan was burned at the stake. But Joan of Arc's journey did not end with her execution by the British. 25 years later, the Pope declared Joan a martyr. She was also declared a national hero in 1830 by Napoleon Bonaparte. Then the Catholic Church canonized Joan of Arc as a saint in 1920. And here's something else you might not know. Not only was Joan charged with heresy by the British, she was also convicted of 70 other crimes, including cross-dressing. In the 15th century, the act of women dressing as men was punishable by death. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and
conditions. 18 plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.